VOA News, I'm Marissa Melton. It is September 11th, 2019. It's been 18 years since the worst terrorist attack on American soil. In New York City, where the World Trade Center's Twin Towers fell, friends and family read out the names of the more than 2,000 people who died in the airplane attacks in Lower Manhattan. Near Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump spoke at a separate ceremony at the Pentagon where more than 100 people died.
For every American who lived through that day, the September 11th attack is seared into our soul. It was a day filled with shock, horror, sorrow, and righteous fury.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where airplane passengers brought down a hijacked plane before it could reach its target.
America was attacked on September the 11th. But America took the fight back to our enemies on that very same day. Not on some foreign battlefield, but right here, in the skies above these fields, where the heroes of Flight 93 were forged.
President Trump is set to visit Baltimore this week. That's the eastern U.S. majority black city. He recently called a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where, in his words, no human being would want to live. Trump will be in Baltimore Thursday to address Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. Several protesters plan to coincide with his visit. Activist groups have told a local paper they're planning to protest racism, white supremacy, war, bigotry, and climate change. Trump has denied charges of racism on his attacks on the city and its congressman, Elijah Cummings. In July, Trump tweeted, "There's nothing racist in saying Cummings has done, in his words, a terrible job for the people of his district." In Washington, this is VOA News. France is urging victims to come forward in a Jeffrey Epstein sex probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
French police are appealing for help into the disgraced financier's alleged sexual exploitation of women and girls and say they've already interviewed three people who identify themselves as victims. The police appeal on Twitter provided both a phone number and an Interior Ministry email address for victims and witnesses to use. It said police specialists had been mobilised for the French probe, which opened on August 23. They're investigating the alleged rape of minors and other possible charges linked to the Epstein case. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in the Bahamas say 2,500 people are listed as missing more than a week after Hurricane Dorian ravaged Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands. Authorities say a number of those unaccounted for may be staying in shelters or evacuated from the islands. They say official lists are still being drawn up. The death toll from Dorian stands at 50, but as the search for victims goes on, as well as the cleanup, officials expect that number to climb substantially. Early estimates say the Category 5 hurricane, the strongest storm ever to strike the Bahamas, caused about $3 billion in damage. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has a tentative deal with about half the states and thousands of local governments suing the drug maker. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has the story.
The pending agreement is said to include additional money from the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma. Sources say some $12 billion will be distributed over time and the family will give up control of the company. About half the states and some 2,000 local governments involved in the litigation are on board, but some 10 other states are saying no. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says in a statement that the scope of pain, death, and destruction, quote, that Purdue and the Sacklers have caused far exceeds anything that has been offered so far. The plaintiffs accused Purdue of aggressively selling OxyContin as a drug with low risk of addiction despite knowing it wasn't true. I'm Tim McGuire.
British scientists say they found water for the first time in the atmosphere of a planet outside our solar system. Researchers at University College in London said Wednesday they found water vapor in the air of a planet that's 110 light years from Earth. More than 4,000 exoplanets have so far been detected, but scientists say this is the only known exoplanet that has water, a rocky surface, and temperatures suitable for life as we know it on Earth. The planet is twice the size of Earth and has 8 times its mass. It's not clear whether there's water flowing on the surface or not. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music today.